Years ago, I heard of a Methodist bishop who had died. Another bishop was assigned the responsibility of conducting his funeral service. However, a very careless newspaper reporter got the two names mixed up, and the next day it came out in the newspaper that the bishop who was going to conduct the funeral service was the man who died. The newspaper printed the bishop's obituary and a nice long statement about the good life he'd lived. You can imagine how the bishop felt when he got up the next morning, opened up the newspaper, and there he discovered that he'd been pronounced dead. As he read the paper, he suddenly thought of his son, who was off at college, and became concerned that he might pick up the newspaper, read it, and not know the truth. Very quickly, he got on the phone and called his son. When he answered the phone and the bishop said, "Son, this is your dad. I don't know if you read the newspaper this morning, how I died." And his son said, "Oh, yes, Dad, I read it. By the way, where are you calling from?" It must be very disheartening to wake up and realize that someone has pronounced you dead. However, the truth is, I think many people have made that pronouncement upon themselves long before they actually die. That's something to think about. I'm Bob Long with St. Luke's Methodist Church.